There are some aspects of it that we like and some things that we're very concerned about. It is broken as it is today. The system of what we call annual professional performance review, the system by which we evaluate teachers and principals, is not working well by, I think, everybody's account. And what the legislature agreed to do is let's hit a reset button. They did put together a very prescriptive set of guidelines and are sending it over to the state education department and are saying, you guys come up with new rules around this annual professional performance review, the state model, and that is what school districts will have to agree to later on. Now, these very prescriptive guidelines they put forward have some pretty strict measures in there, but we do think that the state education department will have some latitude, and our hope, crossing fingers, is that they will come up with a model that really is something that can be done fairly, justifiably, legitimately. They have until the end of June to bring that back. And we're going to compare what their model is with what we have at school districts all throughout the state. We're likely going to have to go back to the negotiating table, and we have to have a new annual professional performance review plan in place by November 15th, or we jeopardize state aid. And it's that linkage between APPR approval and state aid that does cause us some concern.
Tenure, it's been part of education for decades. Is this a big change coming in New York, the tenure provision?
Probably. It's incremental, and I think it's justifiable. What you really have is, first of all, a probationary period that has been extended from 3 years to 4 years. That means that a teacher who's brand new to the profession will be on probation for 4 years instead of three, and that gives that teacher that opportunity to determine whether or not this is the career I want to choose. It allows them to develop their skills. And we at the management side have 4 years to determine whether or not this person is somebody whom we want to extend tenure to. During that period of 4 years, they have to be evaluated, as is everybody, but they have to get 3 out of 4 years have to be either an effective or highly effective annual evaluation. And in the fourth year, it absolutely has to be either an effective or highly effective evaluation. There is the opportunity to extend it another year, and there's a few little wiggles in there, but that's generally it. The other piece of tenure that comes into play deals with what we call the 30-20A process. That is the process whereby we discipline and possibly remove tenured teachers. And the way the law is, as per this budget, is that if you receive 2 ineffective evaluations, a school district may bring charges of incompetency against you, and you may be removed within 90 days. If you get 3 consecutive ineffective evaluations, the district must bring charges of incompetency against the teacher, and that teacher could be removed as early as 30 days.
Something called the gap elimination keeps being spoken about in Albany. What is the gap elimination, and how does this budget handle it?
The gap elimination adjustment, the GEA, is something that was put in place during the recession. The state was in deficit spending mode. They needed to reduce what was state aid formula that was driving state aid to school districts. So instead of getting what you should have gotten, there was a deduction. And that deduction has been going on now for several years, and it's caused all sorts of concerns among school districts whom I represent. Little by little, every year, the gap elimination adjustment has been reduced. And it was reduced by a little over $600 million this year. And our expectation is it will be, quote, paid off next year, and hopefully will go away and not come back.
In about 5 to 6 weeks, district voters will be going to the polls to decide the fate of their local school budgets. No action on property tax relief. I heard at least one lawmaker say, though, they might do something on that before the end of the session in June. Does this make it tough to put a budget out if you're not really sure what property tax relief may look like?
Well, yes, although my guess would be that any legislation that would come across that way is not going to affect this particular voting cycle. It would be a legislation that would likely be passed after the May budget votes. So we're going in there now with every school district having finally receive their state aid projections, or state aid runs, as they're often referred to. We now know what we're going to get at the local level at every district, and we know what our tax levy cap is. And we're going forward now trying to put together a spending plan that will allow us to use those resources effectively.